Okay, magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Yan, welcome po sa UP Open University. Ako po ulit si Brian Amante Belen, and I will be handling ang Enterprise Planning class for this batch. Okay, so before natin i-define kung ano yung new enterprise planning, meron lang akong konting questions. May nagbanggit kanina si ma'am na ayaw niyang maging empleyado forever. Sino bang gusto maging empleyado forever? Taas ng kamay. Wala. Diba? So, ako po personally, I retired from the corporate world at age 29. I'm 33 now. So for 4 years, I've been helping out develop yung farm namin sa Laguna. And also, I have put up my own business called Vivier Verde Eco Lifestyle Enterprises. Handling, siya yung marketing arm of Ato Belen's Farm. So yung Ato Belen's Farm, nakafocus siya sa production ng mga planting materials, production ng fruits. And my business, yung Vivier Verde, handles yung mga trade fairs. It will be offering trainings and seminars soon. And then yung mga partnerships din. So yun. So lahat tayo, ayaw natin maging empleyado forever. So ang the next step talaga na kailangan i-take natin ay mag-put up ng sarili nating businesses. So yung iba sa atin, siguro yung mga naging roles natin sa corporations, nakapag-handle tayo ng mga business unit. So in a way, meron na tayong idea kung paano tumatakbo yung businesses. So we can jump right to new enterprise planning para malaman na natin ano ba yung gusto ko na business, paano ko ba gagawin yung plano para dito. But for some of us, pag-alis natin sa corporate, gusto natin malaman, am I really made to become an entrepreneur? So nandun pa tayo sa stage na iniisip pa lang natin, doon naman perfect yung i-discuss mamaya, yung personal entrepreneurial development. So let's go straight na sa pag-define what new enterprise planning is. Okay, yung new enterprise planning, it's a non-formal continuing education course offered twice a year per semester by the Faculty of Management and Development Studies of UPOU or University of the Philippines Open University. Katulad ng lahat ng ibang courses dito, itong NEP ay delivered fully online via UPOU's My Portal. So kanina, pinasilip na ni Mr. RM kung ano itsura sa introduction to e-commerce. Yung pretty much yung interface pare-pareho, pero depende doon sa paglatag na yung i-expect nyo makita doon sa portal. Itong portal na to can be accessed anywhere in the world. So if you have friends abroad or in the Visayas and Mindanao who are interested na magkaroon ng new learnings, siguro pwede nyo rin i-refer sa kanila itong mga short courses na ito. Pagdating kasi sa virtual classroom natin, the more learners meron doon, mas maganda yung magiging exchange ng mga ideas doon sa portal. Okay? Ang NEP is best taken by individuals who have found the entrepreneurial spirit within them within themselves. So yun yung sinasabi ko, yung alam nyo na, feel na feel nyo na na pang business kayo. So perfect itong course ito for you. Dito, magkakaroon kayo ng guidance, magigain nyo yung confidence para gumawa ng sarili nyong business plans. Kasi I'm sure pag bumabiyahe kayo, marami kayong nakikita left and right, iba't ibang klaseng businesses. Pag malalayo yung travels nyo, parang may nakita kayong store, oh, this is something na that is not present in my locality. Maybe pwede ko siyang i-consider. Yan. So itong mga courses na to are handled by practitioners who have the capacity to marry yung theoretical knowledge with practical business expertise. So although yung theories yung mababasa natin sa mga modules, we can also share with you kung ano yung mga naging experience namin, yung mga actual experiences namin dun sa business para mas mapatibay pa yung ano, yung learning potential natin. Okay? So bumalik tayo sa akin. Getting to know your course coordinator, my full name is Brian Amante Belen. I am an organic farmer. I am an agripreneur, extension service provider, lecturer. I'm also a business manager and a lifetime student. So one thing I learned when I moved out of the corporate world and moved into our family business is that you should always continue investing in yourself. So ako talaga, I don't mind enrolling ng paulit-ulit kasi parating marami akong natututunan. I'm a graduate of Agribusiness Management at UP Los Baños. Sa UPOU, I'm also a graduate of Organic Agriculture. New Enterprise Planning, Simplified Accounting for Entrepreneurs and Professionals, and I'm currently enrolled in Satoyama Online. Okay. I am currently the Agribusiness Manager of Ato Belens Farm and owner, Chief Adventurer of yun nga, Vivir Verde, both based in San Pablo City. I'm also appointed Farmer Scientist by the Agricultural Training Institute for High Value Commercial Crops. So yung mga farmers in different areas in the country, pag nag-organize ng mga trainings ng DA, I am kasama ako sa pool of lecturers na dinadala nila doon para mag-extend ng mga lectures. Okay, new enterprise planning in a nutshell. Yung NEP talaga is designed to provide you with knowledge and skills sa pag-prepare at pag-analyze ng new enterprise plan, also known as the business plan. So yung ibang mga nasa corporate, naririnig na natin business plan, pero yung new enterprise plan, hindi siya masyado nababagat sa corporate. Okay? Ang target natin dito is para ma-equip tayong mga learners para sa paggagawa natin ng mga business decisions. So after the course, you should be able to identify, screen, and select business ideas and opportunities. So yun yung sinasabi ko kanina, minsan nagtatravel tayo, marami tayong nakikita na pwede ito sa amin. O kaya, meron kayong hinahanap, pumunta kayo sa market, sa inyong locality, ano ba ito, 3 hours na akong umiikot, bakit hindi ko ito makita? So yun, lahat yun, i-collect natin, i-gather natin itong mga information na ito, and then later on, isi-screen natin siya para makita kung ano yung best fit para sa atin. Next, we will define a business plan or new enterprise plan and explain its importance. So later on, marirealize na kung bakit napaka-importante siya. Ito ba ay para sa akin lang? For my eyes only? Ito ba ay para sa bangko? Ito ba ay para sa mga kasosyo ko sa business? Etc. You will also be able to identify the information needed when preparing a new enterprise plan. So hindi siya yung ano lang. Hindi siya yung pwede itong business, yun na. Kailangan malaman natin, teka, may market ba tayo para sa ganitong product or service? Meron ba akong enough na capital? May mga tao bang skilled within my area na pwede kong itap para matulungan ako i-grow yung negosyo? Next, magpe-prepare tayo ng kumpletong plan based on your pre-screened and selected business idea and determine whether yung business idea na yan is worth pursuing based on your findings. Okay, yung main textbook na gagamitin natin is the instructional book na isusupply sa atin ng university. Yung New Enterprise Planning na published by UP Open University in 1997. So, from time to time, mayroon tayong mga updates na gagawin doon sa textbook natin, and I will post everything doon sa forums doon sa my portal. Okay? So, meron tayong 5 units. So, kada unit, maraming modules yan. So, yung unit 1, scanning the environment and selecting a business. Yan, makikita nyo na yung modules, tapos may mga annexes din na babasahin. Hindi ko na siya isa-isa, and everything is in the course guide. Kanina, visible na siya, live na yung course site natin. You can download yung course guide. Okay, unit 2, knowing your market. So, ito yung marketing part. I-match nyo yung product nyo with your customers. Titingnan nyo na sino ba yung mga kalaban ko sa area. Magkano kaya ang pwede kong kitain in the next few quarters. Paano ba mag-compute? Ayan, tsaka market forecasting. So unit 3, making your product. Sa production na tayo. Meron ba akong lugar? Meron ba akong pwedeng supplyin itong mga products or services? Ano bang kailangan ko equipment? Saan ko ilalagay? At kasama na dyan yung sa staffing. Okay. Unit 4, organizing the business. Ano bang legal form ng business? What is best for me? Kailangan, pwede ba siyang single proprietorship? Kailangan ba meron akong i-welcome, i-ask na maging partner ko sa business? Or kung family business yan, kailangan bang corporation? So may mga kanya-kanyang pros and cons itong mga forms na to. So unit 5, determining financial viability. Titingnan muna natin magkano ba yung kaya nating i-invest for the business. So hindi tayo pwede magpatayo kagad ng 20 floors na building para mag-stack ng typewriting papers. So yung mga yan, titingnan natin. Including yung profit and loss statement. So yung mga nasa corporations pa dito, yung mga P&L na tinatawag. Titingnan din natin yung balance sheet, cash flow statement. Magkano mo pumapasok on a daily basis, magkano ang lumalabas. Sa ganyang lagay ba, kaya ba bang i-sustain ng business yung sarili niya? And then yung financial analysis. So dyan natin titingnan mga returns on investment, etc. Ayan. So yung final output natin dito sa business plan or a new enterprise plan, depende kung bagong-bagong business or pwede rin for expansion. So kahit meron tayong existing business kasi at gusto natin siyang i-expand, gagawa pa rin tayo ng plano para kita natin kung kaya natin i-sustain yung expansion. So yung business plan natin will come in two forms. Number one, yung written form. Kailangan magawa natin yan. And second, yung presentation ready na business plan. Kasi part ng finals ay yung pag-present nito mga business plan face-to-face or over-the-air presentation. Yan. Yung sa written, kailangan makuha natin yung form na magiging kaaya-aya. Say for example, if we plan to submit our business plan sa mga financial institutions, kailangan nandun siya sa form na kompleto ng information, not too long, para mababasa nila sa dami ng natatanggap nila ng mga proposals. Okay, to pass the course, the learners must participate in online forums. So sa my portal, from time to time, mag-open ako ng forums doon. I will throw questions in the air. I would appreciate kung merong healthy discussion. If you have something to clarify, pwede rin doon. Tapos ako naman, kung merong mga readings na gusto kong i-share sa inyo, doon ko rin siya i-up sa site natin. Okay? Next, kailangan makapag-submit ng 5 coursework outputs. So yung 5 coursework outputs na yan, yung una is scanning the environment and screening mga business ideas. And then sa marketing, we have one in production, we have one in organization, and then yung sa financials. No? So yun na yung limang yon. Itong mga to importante, binigyan ko to ng tig to 2 weeks, readings and everything. No, kasi gusto ko mabasa nyo lahat ng modules assigned, tapos magawa nyo ng maayos per coursework. Kasi in the end, i-integrate natin itong limang ito, that's your business plan already. Okay? And then, mag-prepare tayo ng business plan and a PowerPoint presentation, which will comprise about 20% of the final grades. And merong other activities as may be required via my portal for bonus points. So katulad ng bagit kanina ni Mr. RM, lahat ng makaka-complete ng mga requirements will graduate from the university, pero meron din tayong mga certificates for outstanding achievement para sa mga exemplary graduates natin. Okay, so yung module natin ay ganyang kakapal. Medyo ano talaga siya, intensive in terms of reading, pero based on my experience, kasi same yung module na ginamit ko when I took up this course, very helpful siya. Very helpful. So kailangan nating basahin talaga. May mga self-assessment questions at the end of each module. Yun ay intended for self-study. So no need to post yung mga answers dun sa forums. Okay, pero kung gusto niya talaga i-clarify, welcome yun. We will put a forum there for questions. Yan. The online forums are synchronous. Ibig sabihin, hindi katulad sa formal na school na we go in at 8, lalabas tayo ng 5. So ito, kung kailan kayo available, pero as much as possible, make it a point to visit your account at least twice a week. And take note of the deadlines. So we're very strict about deadlines kasi kahit ito ay continuing education course, this is still under University of the Philippines. And as expected, kailangan, so sumusunod pa rin tayo sa deadlines. We check our work before we submit. We check for grammar errors. We check for spelling. Kasi in the end, di ba, ang target natin nga is a business plan that is carefully prepared na pag sinabit natin, for example, after ng presentation sinabit natin sa financial institution, hindi naman nakakayang isubmit. Okay, so without much further ado, welcome to the wonderful world of online learning. That's my name. That's my UPOU email address, brian.belen@upou.edu.ph. There's my Yahoo email address and that's my contact number. Yun. So yung core site natin for NEP, for those enrolled in NEP, live na siya as of kanina. Meron na tayong first deadline, August 10. Hopefully, basahin niyong mabuti. This is very important. Ito yung first step natin. Kasi dito, lahat ng mga ideas na magka-come up, magsiscreen na kayo. And note lang na kung ano man yung mapipili nyo talaga after your screening, stick to it kasi yun, doon na tayo magbe-base ng mga next courseworks natin. So I will expect your output on August 10, 12 noon. And then sana mga half week after noon makapag-comment na tayo. So thank you very much.